Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2608, The False Choices That Steal Our Future, part one, by Liz of frugalwoods.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. I have a bit of a longer post, so I'll read the first half today and then finish the rest for you tomorrow. So with that, let's dive into part one and start optimizing your life. The False Choices That Steal Our Future, Part 1, by Liz of frugalwoods.com. I've been reflecting quite a bit lately on the various facets of my life that go against the grain. In many ways, I disagree with the fundamental notions of what our culture says the good life is all about. Whether it's my disavowal of the theory that all new parents want and should buy only brand new baby things, or my negation of the pressures society levies on women to pay for manufactured appearances, I'm just not buying it. As Mr. Frugalwoods and I continue on our extreme frugality journey to early retirement at age 33 to a homestead in the woods, I find myself increasingly perplexed at the lifestyle lauded by our dominant consumer culture. And I think it all boils down to choice. Choice, the ultimate luxury. In the hierarchy of luxuries, Mr. Frugalwoods and I prioritize choice of our life circumstances above just about everything else. Choice is the ultimate luxury we have as humans, and many people elect to place choice of their stuff over choice of their circumstances. We've flipped this approach on its head. For us, surrendering choice over, for example, the brand of stroller we'll use for baby woods in favor of taking the first free one that comes our way is a fabulous trade-off for the amount of money we save. Sacrificing our ability to choose the precise color, size, or design of our material goods is just fine with us. The money we've saved over the years by utilizing hand-me-downs and buying used is nothing short of substantial. Each instance is a reflection of our decision to save our money towards what we consider the highest order choice, choosing how we want to live our lives every day. Having a plethora of options to choose from in purchasing is, in many ways, a burden in and of itself. Mr. Frugalwoods and I save a lot of time by circumventing the consumer selection dilemma. We don't have to labor over comparing 15 different infant swings. We just take the one we find at a garage sale. We've liberated ourselves from the hassle of weighing the needlessly plentiful choices for everything from dental floss to t-shirts. I, for one, am thankful we've abdicated this mental burden. And in fact, I'm not the only one who feels this way. People far smarter than me have purported that choice has paralyzed rather than freed us, leaving us dissatisfied instead of happy. If you're extremely rich, you can choose to have everything you want. Conversely, if you're desperately poor, you likely won't have many options at all. But for the vast majority of us hanging out somewhere in the middle, we have far more financial choices than we realize. The choice isn't BMW or Mercedes. The choice is to not own a car at all, or to drive a 19-year-old Frugalwoodsmobile. The choice isn't Ann Taylor or Bloomingdale's. The choice is not to buy new clothes and instead wear something you already own. The choice isn't cable or Netflix. The choice is to repudiate both in favor of creating your own entertainment. Marketers want us to believe they're offering choices of the good life and that we need only purchase them to attain happiness. But the real choice is to turn our backs on the consumption machine and instead walk in our own direction. There's a pervasive illusion in our culture that enfranchised, fulfilled people buy whatever they want, whenever they want it. This harkens to the idea that our self-worth and base pleasures stem from owning things. But I don't think that's true at all. Rather, I think genuine happiness stems from doing what you want with the people you love and not hewing to the arbitrary standards established by corporations. There's no freedom in buying a new wardrobe every season. That's merely towing the line of lifelong consumption. Spending money in order to pacify ourselves because we're dissatisfied with our jobs, our relationships, or our appearances is spending that only serves to derail us from attaining meaningful goals and that robs us of our future. It's spending that does nothing to address the root of our discontent. A core tenet of effective frugality is embracing fewer options and choices where your stuff is concerned. The more you require a wide variety of perfect items to choose from, the more money you'll spend. And this isn't about deprivation, it's about strategic purchasing. And more often than not, no purchasing at all. One right way? Methinks not. We're all taught that there's essentially one path through life. Go to school, get a job, work hard, spend the money you make because you deserve it, continue working, retire at 65. And for many folks, this is the path they're comfortable with, and there's nothing wrong with that. But contrary to popular belief, there isn't just one right way to live or one road to serenity. Our attainment of happiness as humans necessarily derives from our unique circumstances, personalities, and preferences. To impose this one-size-fits-all consumer happiness model on everyone is a surefire recipe for disappointment. It doesn't make Mr. Frugalwoods or me happy, and I think it doesn't make a lot of other folks happy either. The key is to instead discover your passion and then find a way to make that your full-time vocation. This non-traditional route is one of conscious frugality. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled "The False Choices That Steal Our Future" by Liz of frugalwoods.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Choice is indeed a luxury, and I'm often confronted with the fact that we have more options than we think we do. In the words of Paula Pant, we can afford anything, but not everything. And so the decisions we make around how we do or don't spend money have large ramifications in our experience of life. I was just talking to a friend about health, fitness, and body image. My friend was telling me about her struggle with her weight and exercise. She claimed that because her husband works two jobs and she has two young kids that she has to take care of, there is no way for her to get to a gym. She has tried working out at home, but in order for her to see the changes in her body that she really wants to see, she needs to lift really heavy weights. She presented this dilemma as if she didn't have a choice. She made it like there was absolutely no opportunity where it would be possible for her to get to the gym. She even acknowledged that she could pay for someone to watch her kids for an hour. But she said it so dismissively, like that is a ludicrous idea. She isn't struggling financially, and the only thing preventing her from solving her own problem is the choice she's making to not spend money. From my perspective, health and relationships are the most important things in life. And if you have a problem, but you also have money, then you don't actually have a problem. You have a minor inconvenience. The long-term ramifications of my friend not taking care of her health will likely be way more expensive than the cost of a babysitter. But that's her choice, and it is a luxury. Well, that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day and a great start to your weekend. And I'll see you on the Saturday show tomorrow, where we'll finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.